Welcome to the NACO podcast. Join us as we bring you stories of innovation in counties across the country, cover local government best practices, and provide updates on the issues critical to local government. The National Association of Counties is your resource in fostering healthy, vibrant, safe, and resilient counties across America. Many counties are collaborating across political boundaries to share services, resources, or capacities with neighboring counties, cities, or local tribes. Collaboration can result in economies of scale that increase effectiveness and efficiency. This approach is called cross-jurisdictional sharing. On today's episode, you'll learn about how counties can use this approach to provide services to their residents.
This idea of cross-jurisdictional sharing in the term as meaning really the deliberate exercise of public authority to enable collaboration across jurisdictional boundaries to, in our case, deliver essential public health services.
That's Pat Libby, co-director of the Center for Sharing Public Health Services. The center serves a national resource on cross-jurisdictional sharing and is based at the Kansas Health Institute. This is a national initiative funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
It presents an opportunity, this notion of cross-jurisdictional sharing, to be at the same time both more effective and more efficient. In a sense, it's a way of maximizing the value, or in a sense, the purchase power of the resources, the funding being spent. We quickly saw that it had potential application in any number of public sectors, and it's in use in any number of other public service sectors. We've come up with the notion of a spectrum of sharing arrangements. And we use the term spectrum rather than a continuum because we don't want to imply that they're developmental steps to one single approach. But they range from fairly simple, straightforward agreements between communities, could be mutual aid agreements, could be shared equipment opportunities. And then there are very specific services. I'm going to buy a particular set of services or a particular skill in terms of staffing capacities from a neighboring jurisdiction. And there's a whole other category that we're going to do something together, which is a little different than me purchasing a service for my county from a neighbor. But when two counties or more go together to do something jointly, it becomes a little more complex. There's a little more importance in terms of how that's overseen, that there's a joint oversight function. And then finally, in some instances, you've got the actual kind of last step of regionalization or consolidation, the merging of functions. In public health, oftentimes that's two or more jurisdictions forming some kind of multi-jurisdiction or multi-county district, which is allowed in a number of states under their things. And that plays out also in other public sectors as you start to see the emergence of park districts that may cover more than a single jurisdiction or library districts and the like. So you've kind of got that spectrum running from very straightforward and fairly simple agreements to help each other to that next step of sort of service purchasing and then sharing a function and then possibly even merging and consolidating. We also see that a number of those different types may be present between two or more jurisdictions at any one time. So there's no one set way or process in thinking about that. Usually state law and county codes govern the actual nature of the legal basis and agreements between the jurisdictions. Typically, the actual authority for one jurisdiction to either share its assets with another jurisdiction or to receive those from another jurisdiction requires an action on the part of an elected policy body. For public health, most often, that's a county commission. In some cases, it could be a board of health. Over the course of the work, we have built a significant resource bank that's available to any community through our website and others. So there's complete and open access to the research, the tools, the collection of information that the center is developing. The center can provide at least a modest amount of technical assistance and consultation to communities other than the demonstration sites that are interested in, this is something we're thinking about, we've started this, and it looks like we're getting stuck at a point. We can provide that kind of short-term technical assistance and consultation to those communities, and we can help steer them in a direction in terms of other resources.
The overall objective when we started this process was to try to make sure that we had a sustainable public health department for the long term. You know, we were looking 5, 10, 20 years down the road.
That's Commissioner Todd Schneeberger from Grant County, Minnesota, which is located in west central Minnesota and has approximately 6,000 residents. Since his county is one of the demonstration sites of the Center for Sharing Public Health Services, Commissioner Schneeberger was recently involved in a cross-jurisdictional sharing arrangement that integrated three local health departments into one multi-county health department called Horizon Public Health, which opened its doors on January 2nd, 2015.
We had three small public health departments, population size. One was about 12,000, one was about 18,000, and one was about 36,000 of population. And to get qualified pool of applicants for different jobs, we were having a hard time, you know, drawing a pool of applicants that was adequate to service our constituents. We are operating under what they call a joint powers agreement. In Minnesota, legislatively, they allow government entities to form what they call joint powers arrangements, which is basically a contractual agreement between counties, and those agreements have to be approved by each individual county board or government entity board or council, whatever is you're working with. So this public health department now operates as its own independent business, separate from the counties, although we are a part of it, you know, through the joint powers agreement, but that's basically run as its own business. One of the benefits that we've seen early on is the fact that in these small agencies, probably working in four or five different program areas, which would require them to be trained, learn how to do four or five program areas, whereas now operating as one department, we can limit their scope of work to one, maybe two program areas at the most. So they become more knowledgeable and can concentrate and spend less time training in one area versus trying to learn four or five. Obviously, merging four unions into one was going to be the biggest challenge, and it ended up to be not quite as bad as we thought. Levy distribution of how this is funded between the counties, that's a challenge, and we have not resolved that. We froze our levy contributions for 3 years, which would give us time to formulate a committee and do some research on how to equitably distribute those levy costs equitably between the five partners. And that has not been done. But one thing we didn't expect to be as much of a challenge as it has been is the IT piece. We started with new servers and new computer programs and combining all the computer networks from three different departments into one has proved to be more of a challenge than we expected. It's been a good journey. Nothing that you undertake like this doesn't come without trials and tribulations, but we firmly believe that in the long run, this is the best thing to sustain a public health department and a public health presence in our part of the state. And that was our goal when we started, and we're trying to work through the issues and staff adjustments. I think we're making progress, and in time, it'll be fine.
We live in an area that is surrounded by mountains. We are on the east side of the Cascade Range. The Central Oregon region is pretty well an area that depends on itself.
That's Commissioner Ken Falgren from Crook County, Oregon, which has around 21,000 residents and is located in a mountainous region of Central Oregon. As the county is another demonstration site of the Center for Sharing Public Health Services, he's involved in a cross-jurisdictional sharing arrangement with two other counties to enhance their collective public health preparedness capacity. Deschutes is the largest county in the partnership with a population of around 165,000. The other county, Jefferson, has around 21,000 residents.
We have the same hospital system. We have so many other the jobs that the folks in our little town, and also with the neighboring county, Jefferson County, they depend on Deschutes County, the larger partner. And so not only do Crook County, Jefferson County, and Deschutes County have so many interactions when it comes to healthcare, they interact with their jobs, with their travel, with their shopping. Everything is pretty well mixed, yet we're 30, 40 miles apart. So when it came to something like a meningococcal outbreak, or in this case, a plague, we needed to tell the entire community. So with what we asked to do and became a partner with, had to do with preparedness for the entire region. We used a 211 system as a call center, and that seemed to make quite a difference for us. We have House Bill 3100 and Senate Bill 633, and both had to do with bringing counties or allowing counties to work together in ways we may have had struggles before. We try to pull the shared services and become a district, and I think that's what these bills are going to do for us. We won't be an individual or a single entity when it comes to a health department. We'll each have our own, but we can become a third-party district where we can lean on each other in other ways and also keep this going. Again, we are a region, we are partners, and we do interact in almost everything we do. I, as a commissioner, oversee a lot of things that have to do with roads and water, and there's so many other places where working together and being prepared. So through preparedness, we also have to understand that forest fires will occur. They will occur within areas where homes are being built. It's just part of the way our life is set at this point. We need to do a better job of making sure we have clear zones and safety areas and understand that equipment will be needed and available when we ask for it, and that we just live within the region we're given. It's a beautiful country. It's a very, very nice area, large timbered, dry side of the Cascades, and many lakes, streams. It's just a beautiful area, and we want to keep it that way.
So that's all the time we have for today. A big thank you to Pat Libby, Commissioner Schneeberger, and Commissioner Falgren. To learn more about cross-jurisdictional sharing and the Center for Sharing Public Health Services, visit phsharing.org. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe to the NACO podcast feed. To do so, head on over to nacopodcast.org to subscribe via iTunes, RSS, or email, and check in for new episodes.